Major psychological theories. Human behavior is a complex and fascinating phenomenon that has intrigued psychologists for centuries. There are many different theories that attempt to explain why people act the way they do, how they develop their personality, what motivates them, how they learn, how they cope with stress, and how they interact with others. These theories are not mutually exclusive, but rather complement each other and offer different perspectives on human nature. In this article, we will introduce some of the major psychological theories that have shaped our understanding of human behavior, such as psychoanalysis, behaviorism, humanism, cognitive psychology, social psychology, and evolutionary psychology. We will also discuss how these theories can be applied to various domains of life, such as education, health, work, and relationships. Fundamentals of human behavior. Before we look at the key psychological theories, it's worth reviewing the fundamentals of human behavior. Human behavior is the result of the interaction between biological, psychological, and social factors. Biological factors include genes, hormones, brain structures and functions, and sensory systems. Psychological factors include cognition, emotion, motivation, personality, and intelligence. Social factors include culture, norms, values, roles, and relationships. These factors influence how humans perceive, think, feel, and act in different situations and contexts. What are psychological theories, and why are they important for understanding human behavior? Psychological theories are systematic explanations of how people think, feel, and behave in different situations and contexts. They are important for understanding human behavior because they help us to identify the causes, patterns, and consequences of our actions and interactions. Psychological theories can also guide us to develop interventions, strategies, and policies that can improve the well-being and functioning of individuals, groups, and societies. How to evaluate and compare different psychological theories? Psychological theories are frameworks that attempt to explain human behavior, cognition, and emotion. They are based on empirical evidence, logical reasoning, and theoretical assumptions. However, not all psychological theories are equally valid, useful, or applicable to different situations and contexts. Therefore, it is important to be able to evaluate and compare different psychological theories using some criteria. One possible criterion is the empirical support for a theory. This means how well a theory can be tested by observation and experimentation, and how consistent its predictions and explanations are with the available data. A theory that has strong empirical support is more likely to be accurate and reliable than a theory that has weak or contradictory empirical support. Another possible criterion is the parsimony of a theory. This means how simple and elegant a theory is, and how well it can account for a wide range of phenomena with a few basic principles. A theory that is parsimonious is more likely to be generalizable and coherent than a theory that is complex and ad hoc. A third possible criterion is the practical utility of a theory. This means how useful a theory is for solving real-world problems, improving human well-being, and advancing scientific knowledge. A theory that has high practical utility is more likely to be relevant and beneficial than a theory that has low practical utility. These are some examples of criteria that can be used to evaluate and compare different psychological theories. However, there may be other criteria that are also important, depending on the purpose and context of the evaluation. Therefore, it is essential to be clear about the goals and scope of the evaluation before applying any criteria. The main assumptions and principles of behaviorism. Behaviorism is a psychological approach that focuses on observable behavior and its relation to environmental stimuli. The main assumptions and principles of behaviorism are: behavior is determined by external factors, not by internal mental processes or free will. It can be explained by learning principles, such as classical conditioning, operant conditioning, and observational learning. It can be measured objectively and scientifically, using experimental methods and quantitative data. Behavior can be modified or changed by manipulating the environmental consequences or reinforcements. The main assumptions and principles of psychodynamic psychology. Psychodynamic psychology is a number of theories and methods of understanding the human mind and behavior. Two major theoreticians were Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud. The psychology of Freud is based on some main assumptions and principles, such as: the unconscious. Psychoanalysis assumes that most of our thoughts, feelings, and motivations are hidden from our conscious awareness, and that they influence our behavior in ways that we are not aware of. The unconscious can be accessed through techniques such as free association, dream analysis, and interpretation of slips of the tongue. The id, ego, and superego. Psychoanalysis proposes that the human personality consists of three parts: the id, which is the source of our instinctual drives and desires, the ego, which is the rational and realistic part that mediates between the id and reality, and the superego, which is the moral and idealistic part that represents our internalized values and standards. The psychosexual stages. Psychoanalysis suggests that our psychological development is shaped by our experiences in different stages of childhood, each characterized by a different erogenous zone and a different conflict. The stages are oral, birth to 18 months, anal, 18 months to 3 years, phallic, 3 to 6 years, latency, 6 to puberty, and genital, puberty to adulthood. If a conflict is not resolved in a stage, it may lead to fixation or regression in later life. The defense mechanisms. Psychoanalysis believes that we use various strategies to protect ourselves from anxiety and guilt caused by the conflicts between the id, ego, and superego. These strategies are called defense mechanisms, and they include denial, repression, projection, displacement, rationalization, sublimation, and others. Defense mechanisms can be adaptive or maladaptive, depending on the situation and the degree of their use. Summary of the main assumptions of the psychology of Carl Jung. Carl Jung founded analytical psychology, a branch of psychology that focuses on the unconscious and the collective aspects of human nature. Jung proposed that the unconscious consists of two layers, the personal unconscious, which contains individual memories and emotions, and the collective unconscious, which contains universal symbols and archetypes that are shared by all people. Jung also developed the concepts of psychological types, such as introversion and extroversion, and the process of individuation, which is the integration of the conscious and unconscious aspects of the self. Jung's theories have influenced many fields of study, such as literature, philosophy, religion, and art. The psychology of Carl Jung is based on several main assumptions that distinguish it from other schools of thought. Some of these assumptions are: the psyche is composed of three layers, the ego, the personal unconscious, and the collective unconscious. The ego is the conscious mind that mediates between the inner and outer worlds. The personal unconscious contains forgotten or repressed memories, emotions, and complexes. The collective unconscious is a deeper layer that holds the inherited and universal patterns of human experience, called archetypes. The goal of psychological development is to achieve individuation, which is the process of integrating and harmonizing the various aspects of the psyche, such as the conscious and unconscious, the rational and irrational, the masculine and feminine, and the persona and shadow. Individuation leads to a more authentic and balanced personality that can fulfill potential. The psyche is influenced by two opposing forces, the principle of opposites and the principle of compensation. The principle of opposites states that every aspect of the psyche has its opposite, such as good and evil, light and dark, love and hate, etc. The principle of compensation states that the psyche tends to balance out these opposites by creating symbols or images that express their reconciliation or synthesis. The psyche manifests itself through symbols that can be found in dreams, fantasies, art, mythology, religion, and culture. These symbols are expressions of the archetypes that reside in the collective unconscious and reflect the universal themes of human existence. Jung developed methods of interpreting these symbols, such as amplification, active imagination, and synchronicity. The psyche can be classified into four psychological types based on two dimensions: the attitude, introversion or extroversion, and the function, thinking, feeling, sensation, or intuition. Each type has its strengths and weaknesses, preferences and tendencies, and ways of perceiving and judging reality. Jung believed that understanding one's psychological type can help one to develop one's personality and relate better to others. The shadow is a concept that refers to the hidden and repressed aspects of one's personality that are deemed as unacceptable or inferior by oneself or society. The shadow is instinctive and irrational, and can project its negative qualities onto others or create illusions between the ego and the real world. The shadow can vary in darkness and density depending on how much it is integrated into one's conscious life. The main assumptions and principles of humanism. Humanistic approaches in psychology are based on the idea that human beings have inherent worth and potential for growth. They emphasize the importance of individual experience, free will, self-actualization, and positive psychology. Humanistic psychologists reject the deterministic and reductionist assumptions of behaviorism and psychoanalysis, and instead focus on the holistic and subjective aspects of human nature. Some of the main concepts and methods of humanistic psychology are: the hierarchy of needs, a model proposed by Abraham Maslow that describes the different levels of human motivation, from basic physiological needs to self-transcendence, The self-concept, a collection of beliefs and perceptions that one has about oneself, including one's abilities, values, goals, and roles. The person-centered therapeutic theory, a theory developed by Carl Rogers that states that psychological well-being depends on the degree of congruence between one's self-concept and one's actual experience. The client-centered therapy, a form of psychotherapy that aims to facilitate personal growth and self-acceptance by providing a supportive and empathic environment where the client is seen as the expert of their own life. Positive psychology, a branch of psychology that studies the strengths and virtues that enable individuals and communities to thrive and flourish. The main assumptions and principles of cognitive psychology. Cognitive psychology is a branch of psychology that studies mental processes such as perception, memory, reasoning, problem solving, and language. The main assumptions and principles of cognitive psychology are: the human mind is like an information processor that receives, stores, transforms, and outputs information. Mental processes can be studied scientifically by using experiments, observations, and measurements. Mental representations such as schemas, scripts, and mental models guide our behavior and cognition. Cognitive processes are influenced by social, emotional, and cultural factors. The main assumptions and principles of biological psychology. Biological psychology is a branch of psychology that studies the biological basis of behavior, cognition, and emotion. It assumes that mental processes and behaviors are influenced by the interactions between the nervous system, the endocrine system, and the environment. Some of the main principles of biological psychology are: the principle of localization. Different regions of the brain have specific functions and are responsible for different aspects of mental activity. The principle of plasticity. The brain can change its structure and function in response to experience, learning, and injury. The principle of evolution. The brain and behavior have evolved through natural selection to adapt to the environment and enhance survival and reproduction. The principle of multiple causation. Behavior and mental processes are determined by a complex interplay of genetic, neural, hormonal, environmental, and social factors. The main assumptions and principles of social psychology. Social psychology is the scientific study of how people think, feel, and behave in social situations. The main assumptions and principles of social psychology are: human behavior is influenced by both individual factors, such as personality, attitudes, beliefs, emotions, motivations, and social factors, such as norms, roles, groups, culture, communication. Human cognition is constructive and interpretive. People do not passively perceive reality, but actively construct their own meanings and interpretations of social events and situations. Human social behavior is dynamic and adaptive. People can change their behavior in response to changing social contexts and feedback from others. Human social behavior is governed by both explicit and implicit rules. People follow certain norms and expectations that are explicitly stated or implicitly learned through socialization and observation. Human social behavior is shaped by both conscious and unconscious processes. People are not always aware of the reasons and motives behind their own or others' actions, and may be influenced by subconscious biases and heuristics. A summary of the main points and findings from each psychological theory. A summary of the main points and findings from each psychological theory is a useful way to compare and contrast different perspectives on human behavior and cognition. Some of the most influential psychological theories are: behaviorism. This theory focuses on observable behaviors and how they are shaped by environmental stimuli and consequences. Behaviorists believe that learning occurs through reinforcement and punishment, and that mental processes are irrelevant or inaccessible. Psychodynamic psychology. This theory emphasizes the role of unconscious drives, conflicts, and motives in influencing human behavior and personality. Psychoanalysts believe that early childhood experiences, especially with the primary caregivers, have a lasting impact on one's psychological development and mental health. Humanism. This theory stresses the importance of human potential, free will, self-actualization, and personal growth. Humanists believe that humans are inherently good and capable of making positive choices for themselves and others, and that they need a supportive and accepting environment to flourish. Cognitive. This theory examines how humans process, store, retrieve, and use information in various domains of cognition, such as perception, memory, attention, language, reasoning, and problem solving. Cognitive psychologists believe that mental representations and schemas guide human behavior and influence how we interpret and interact with the world. Biological. This theory explores how biological factors, such as genes, hormones, neurotransmitters, brain structures, and functions, affect human behavior and cognition. Biological psychologists believe that humans are the product of complex interactions between genetic and environmental influences, and that behavior and cognition can be explained by physiological mechanisms. A comparison and contrast of the similarities and differences between the theories. Psychological theories are frameworks that attempt to explain human behavior, cognition, and emotion. There are many different psychological theories, each with its own strengths and limitations. Some of the most influential psychological theories are psychodynamic psychology. This is a collection of theoretic models developed by figures such as Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, and their followers. These tend to focus on the role of unconscious drives and conflicts in shaping personality and behavior. It emphasizes the importance of early childhood experiences, especially the relationship with the parents, and the use of defense mechanisms to cope with anxiety. Behaviorism. This theory was founded by John B. Watson and B.F. Skinner, and it views behavior as the result of learning from the environment. Behaviorism ignores the influence of internal mental processes and instead relies on observable stimuli and responses. Behaviorism uses principles of reinforcement and punishment to modify behavior. Humanism. This theory emerged as a reaction to psychoanalysis and behaviorism, and it emphasizes the positive aspects of human nature, such as free will, creativity, and self-actualization. Humanism was influenced by Abraham Maslow and Carl Rogers, and it views humans as inherently good and capable of reaching their full potential. Cognitive. This theory focuses on the role of mental processes, such as perception, memory, attention, reasoning, and problem-solving, in influencing behavior. Cognitive theory was inspired by the work of Jean Piaget, Albert Bandura, and Aaron Beck, among others. Cognitive theory assumes that humans are active information processors who construct their own reality based on their experiences and beliefs. Biological. This theory examines the influence of genetic, hormonal, neural, and physiological factors on behavior. Biological theory is based on the findings of neuroscience, genetics, endocrinology, and evolutionary psychology. Biological theory assumes that behavior is determined by biological mechanisms that have evolved to adapt to environmental challenges. These psychological theories have some similarities and differences in their assumptions, methods, and applications. Some of the similarities are: they all aim to understand human behavior and its causes. They all use empirical evidence to support their claims. They all have practical implications for various fields, such as education, health, law, and business. Some of the differences are: they have different levels of analysis, ranging from the micro level, biological, to the macro level, humanistic. They have different views on human nature, ranging from deterministic, psychoanalytic, to optimistic, humanistic. They have different approaches to therapy, ranging from directive, behavioral, to non-directive, humanistic. A critical evaluation of the strengths and weaknesses of each theory for explaining human behavior. A critical evaluation of the strengths and weaknesses of each psychological theory for explaining human behavior requires a comprehensive and balanced approach. There are many psychological theories that attempt to account for the complexity and diversity of human behavior, such as behaviorism, cognitive psychology, psychoanalysis, humanism, and evolutionary psychology. Each theory has its own assumptions, methods, evidence, and applications, but also its own limitations, criticisms, and controversies. In this paragraph, I will briefly summarize the main features of each theory and highlight some of their strengths and weaknesses. Behaviorism is a psychological theory that focuses on observable and measurable behavior as the object of study. Behaviorists assume that all behavior is learned through the interaction with the environment and can be modified by reinforcement and punishment. Behaviorism has been influential in many fields of psychology, such as learning, conditioning, behavior modification, and animal research. Some of the strengths of behaviorism are its empirical rigor, its practical applications, and its parsimony. However, some of the weaknesses of behaviorism are its neglect of mental processes, its reductionism, its determinism, and its ethical issues. Cognitive psychology is a psychological theory that emphasizes the role of mental processes in human behavior. Cognitive psychologists assume that humans are active information processors who use mental representations, such as schemas, scripts, and models, to perceive, remember, think, solve problems, and communicate. It has been influential in many fields of psychology, such as memory, language, intelligence, decision-making, and cognitive neuroscience. Some of the strengths of cognitive psychology are its scientific methods, its theoretical diversity, and its interdisciplinary connections. However, some of the weaknesses of cognitive psychology are its artificiality, its complexity, and its underestimation of social and emotional factors. Psychodynamic psychology is a number of psychological theories which explore the unconscious motives and conflicts that shape human behavior. Psychoanalysts assume that humans are driven by instinctual forces, such as sexuality and aggression, that are repressed in the unconscious mind and influence behavior through defense mechanisms. Psychoanalysis has been influential in many fields of psychology, such as personality, development, abnormal psychology, and psychotherapy. Some of the strengths of psychoanalysis are its depth of analysis, its therapeutic potential, and its cultural impact. However, some of the weaknesses of psychoanalysis are its lack of empirical support, its subjective interpretation, and its sexism. Humanism is a psychological theory that emphasizes the uniqueness and potential of human beings. Humanists assume that humans are free to choose their own goals and values and to strive for self-actualization and personal growth. Humanism has been influential in many fields of psychology. Biological theory is a perspective that attempts to explain human behavior in terms of genetic, hormonal, neural, and evolutionary factors. It has some strengths, such as providing empirical evidence for the influence of biology on behavior, and offering potential interventions for psychological disorders based on biological mechanisms. However, it also has some weaknesses, such as neglecting the role of environmental and social factors in shaping behavior, and oversimplifying complex phenomena into reductionist explanations. Therefore, biological theory can be useful for understanding some aspects of human behavior, but it cannot account for the whole picture.